So let's review. Zak the Mishnah, Hamuder Hanam, Mechaveroi, Venichnis Lavakroi, Oymir Avalo Yoshev. A person who is prohibited in all benefits from his friend, and one visits the other while he is sick, he may stand but not sit. The Gemara offers three explanations for the distinction between Amida and Yeshiva in various situations. Shmuel explains, B'shenichsim Mevakar Asurin Alachayla. The Mishnah is referring to a case in which the patient is the mudder and the visitor is the madder. Ubemokim shenotlin schar al yeshiva. And the Mishnah is speaking of where Mevaker collects a fee for sitting with a chayla. As the Ran explains, this is permitted because yeshiva yisur min ha-mitzvah. Yeshiva is more than the mitzvah bikur chayim requires, which can be performed through amida. However, ve'inotlin schar al amida. The Mevaker does not collect a fee when he stands before the chayla, because amida hi ha-mitzvah. Amida is the mitzvah itself. And the Rush explains, Niru kemevaza mitzvah. Taking money degrades the mitzvah. Therefore, Oymid, the mevaker, the madder, may stand without pay, because lemahani le, shahari'in nutn schar al amida. The mudder does not benefit from not paying, because there is no schar for amida. And the Ran adds, the mudder does not benefit from the bikur, the visit itself, because memele masani, he only benefits indirectly. However, avalo yoshev, the madder may not sit down without pay, because mahani le, shahari nutn schar al yeshiva. The mudder does benefit from not paying because there is schar for yeshiva. The Ran explains, however, b'mokim shein neitlin schar al yeshiva, shlo yivoyu lito schar al amida, where they are machmer and do not collect payment even for yeshiva, out of concern that one may collect payment for amida, mutter beim yeshiva beim amida. The madder may both sit down and stand without pay because lo mahani shahari ein neitlin schar. They don't take payment anyway even for yeshiva. As the Ran explains, the Mishnah may refer to b'mokim she'ein neitlin schar al yeshiva v'alu amida, where they do not accept payment for both yeshiva and amida. However, neitlin schar al hashiya, they do collect payment for lengthy visits. Therefore, oymed, because loy mahani sharei ein neitlin schar, and there is no concern for shehiya in which the madu does collect payment, because isle hekir b'amida. The fact that he must stand is a reminder for the Issa. However, lo yoshev, because gezerah shem yishev yeshiva, deles lehekera. There is a concern for Shia, because sitting is not a reminder. Ula explains, b'shenichse chayla asurin ala mevaker. The Mishnah is referring to a case in which the visitor is the mudder, and the patient is the madder. The mevaker is prohibited to benefit from the chayla. Although nena bedrisis haregel, the mevaker benefits from entering the chayla's domain. However, loy adri minchiyuse, the madder, the chayla, did not intend to make a neder for life essential matters such as bikur chaylam. Therefore, oymid, because loy adri minchiyuse, there was no neder for bikur chaylam through amida, which is chiyuse. However, loy yeshiv, because efshe b'amida, there was a neder for bikur chaylam through yeshiva, because it is not chiyuse, since it can be done through amida. The Gemara cites a braisa that refers to b'shenichse chayla asurin al hamavaker. Chalahu, nichnis lavakroi. If the madder became sick, the mudder may perform bikur chaylam because lo adri minchiyuse. However, chol benoi shoyle b'shuk. If the madder's son became sick, the mudder may not perform bikur chaylam because adri minchiyuse debrei. The madder did intend to make a neder for his son's life essential matters. The Gemara continues with a discussion regarding the mitzvah of bikur chaylam. Rish Lakish says, remez lebikur chaylam in atar minayin. There is a Torah source for bikur chaylam in the pasuk regarding Adas Kairach, in which Moshe Rabbeinu stated, "Im kamois kala adam yemusin eila, lo Hashem shalachani." If these people will die naturally, then I am not Hashem's messenger. The Gemara explains, "Im kamois kala adam yemusin eila, shehin chaylim umutalim barisasin uvenei adam mevaker noisan." If the Adas Kairach will die naturally, in which people will come visit them while they are sick, mahabrius oimrim. The visitors will claim that Moshe was not Hashem's messenger, because Adas Kairach was not punished. Rava darshens the pasuk in which Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden, "In Briya Yivra Hashem Upatzis Ha'adama Espiha, Vidatim Kiniatzu Hanoshim Eilas Hashem." If Hashem will create an opening in which the ground will split open, then you will know that Adas Kairach was insulting to Hashem. In Briya Gehenim Mutiv Tia. Imlav Yivra Hashem. If the Gehenim was already created, then the Adas Kairach will fall in. And if not, then Hashem will create the Gehenim. The Gemara explains that this only refers to Puma, the entrance to Gehenna, in which Puma lahacha mikarv. If the entrance to Gehenna is close by, then nufatzah adama es piya. However, Puma hacha loy mikarv. If the entrance to Gehenna is not close by, then yivra Hashem, Puma lahacha likarv. Hashem will move the entrance closer. However, Moshe Rabbeinu did not intend for Hashem to create a Gehenna, because Gehenna kodem shenivra ha'olam. Gehenna was already created before creation. And Moshe did not intend for Hashem to create Puma, a new entrance, because the pasuk states, "Ein kol chadash tachas Hashemesh." Hashem does not create new entities following creation. The Gemara cites a brisa, "Bikur chaylim in lashir." There are no limits for bikur chaylim. Abaye explains, "Afilu gadol etzel katan," that even an important person who is obligated to visit a chaylo who is a simple person. Rava explains, "Afilu meyapam bayom," that one is obligated to visit a chaylo even 100 times during the same day. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina says, "Kol mavaka chayla noitel echad mishishim b'tzarai." One that visits a sick person takes away 1/60th of the illness. The Gemara explains that this does not mean that 60 people can take away the entire illness, rather that each mavaker takes away 1/60th of what remains after the previous mavaker. Okay, so yasa debay Rebbe. The way Rebbe explains the disbursement of isur nechasim, the dowry that Yosemites receive, which equals 1/10th of their father's assets. The Gemara also teaches Beven Giloy, and the Mavaker can take away 1/60th only when he and the Chayla share the same mazel.